This is CRI News. I'm Paul James. Chinese President Xi Jinping has delivered a message of congratulations to Maldivian President Abdullah Yameen that will commemorate the 50th anniversary of Maldivian independence. In his message, Xi Jinping has congratulated Yameen for helping reform the Maldivian economy and improving the livelihoods of its citizens since taking office. Xi Jinping has also reflected on the fact that two countries have also agreed to develop a comprehensive partnership during his visit to the Maldives last September. Xi Jinping also says China highly values its relationship with the Maldives and says he also hopes to work personally with Yameen in the future to help the country grow. At the same time, Chinese Foreign Minister Wang Yi also delivering a message of support to his Maldivian counterpart. The Chinese Navy is moving to allay regional concerns about an ongoing drill in the South China Sea. The Navy says the drill is part of its normal operations. A spokesperson for the Chinese Navy says the annual drill is designed to test its soldiers' combat abilities and is completely in line with international laws and practices. At the same time, the Navy says, quote, some powerful countries outside the region are deploying vessels and aircraft on recon missions in the region, saying this is threatening China's territorial integrity and sovereignty. A bus carrying a group of Chinese tourists has overturned in Thailand, leaving 17 Chinese tourists hurt. One of them is in serious condition after the bus overturned on the resort island of Phuket. The Chinese consulate in Phuket is now involved in helping the victims. Cause of the bus crash has not been determined. An accident involving a bus full of Chinese tourists on Phuket taking place back in late March, leaving 3 Chinese nationals dead. A passenger has been detained for disrupting a flight early this Sunday morning in Guangdong. Authorities say the rowdy passenger attempted to damage the Shenzhen Airlines flight into Guangzhou from the city of Taizhou in Zhejiang. Passenger had to be overpowered by the flight crew and other passengers. The flight later landed safely in Guangzhou. Two people who were injured in the incident were sent to a nearby hospital with unspecified injuries. It remains unclear what prompted the outburst of violence by the passenger. Airport operations at Guangzhou's Baiyun Airport remain operating normally. The death toll from a coal mine flooding in Heilongjiang has climbed to 4. This follows the recovery of 2 more bodies. However, rescue operations are still underway for the 11 others still trapped. Searchers say they believe they have detected signs of life, even though 5 days have passed since the mine flooded. Heavy rains are being blamed for the flooding, which took place on Monday. 15 miners were inside the mine at the time. 2 managed to escape without injury. Chinese authorities have successfully launched 2 satellites for its homegrown global navigation system, the Beidou system. 2 satellites are the 18th and 19th in the satellite navigation system. The addition of the new satellites, part of a program to expand the reach of Beidou around the world. It currently provides satellite navigation and communications across China and other parts of the Asia-Pacific region. Chinese authorities launched the Beidou program a number of years back to eliminate reliance on the U.S.-based global positioning system. Ahead of another round of peace talks, likely to take place sometime this week in Pakistan, the Taliban in Afghanistan has managed to secure a public relations coup. A group of 125 Afghan security personnel have defected to the Taliban following days of heavy fighting in the province of Badakhshan. This is the Afghan province, which shares a small border with China. It's not clear at this point what prompted the Afghan troops to switch sides. At least 3 people are dead following a small plane crash into a residential area in suburban Tokyo. The plane went down near a small regional airport in the suburb of Chofu early this Sunday morning. 2 people on board the aircraft, as well as 1 person in the home the plane crashed into, are dead. Another person was pulled to safety from the crash site. It's unclear if that person was on board the plane or inside the house at the time of the crash. Crash of the light plane also sparking a subsequent fire, which crews have since put out. Authorities have not said what they believe may have caused the plane to go down. It's being reported the hearings in the Colorado movie theater massacre case have been postponed until Monday. Attorneys for James Holmes are currently in the process of calling their witnesses to try to convince the jury that Holmes should not be put to death. The defense expected to wrap up its presentations to the jury later on this week. It's unclear at this point how long it may take the jury to render its verdict, with some observers suggesting it may take days. However, that same jury took just hours to find Holmes guilty last week of killing 12 and wounding 70 after opening fire at a Denver-area movie theater in July of 2012. And that's the latest from CRI News. I'm Paul James.